Texte numéro 110. US to execute first woman in 67 years. A woman convicted of strangling a pregnant woman and kidnapping her unborn child is scheduled to be put to death in December in the first federal execution of a woman in nearly 70 years, officials said Friday. Lisa Montgomery is scheduled to be executed by lethal injection on December 8th at the federal penitentiary in Terre Haute, Indiana, the Justice Department announced. A federal jury in Kansas City convicted her in 2007 of kidnapping resulting in death and unanimously recommended a death sentence. The upcoming execution represents a rare instance of a woman being put to death in the United States. Women constitute just 1% of the nation's executions and account for only 16 of the 1,500 instances of capital punishment since a Supreme Court reinstated the death penalty in 1976, according to the Washington-based non-profit group Death Penalty Information Center. Her federal execution is also set to be the ninth carried out since the Trump administration resumed conducting the punishments in July after a 17-year hiatus. Kelly Henry, a public defender representing Montgomery, said the death penalty was inappropriate because her client committed the crime while influenced by post-traumatic stress disorder brought on by a childhood of being sexually trafficked. In addition to the fact that women are less frequently arrested for violent crimes, more men are sentenced to death because they more often have a prior criminal record, said Robert Dunham, executive director of the Death Penalty Information Center. Killings by women, he said, are more likely to be domestic incidents considered heat of passion killings, which are not punishable by death. While Montgomery is the only woman on federal death row, 52 other women are on state-level death rows, according to the Death Penalty Information Center. Nearly half are in California. The scheduling of Montgomery's execution exemplifies the aggressive pace with which the federal government has carried out death sentences since announcing last year that it would resume the practice. The Justice Department carried out 3 executions in 4 days in July, the same number it had conducted over the previous 3 decades. Federal prosecutors had imposed an informal pause on executions between 2003 and 2019, while they reviewed their lethal injection procedures. In resuming the executions, Attorney General William Barr announced that officials would replace a 3-drug cocktail with 1 drug, pentobarbital. Use of the death penalty has decreased significantly in recent decades. Most states retain capital punishment laws, but only some regularly use them. There were 22 executions carried out in 2019, down from 85 in 2000, according to the Death Penalty Information Center. Adapted from the Washington Post, October 2020.